Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm speaking in my national capacity, not as coordinator of the Western Group. But I would like to commend you and the ISU for all your efforts this week to manage the preparatory committee process in a very professional way, a productive way, and I think that we've been able to advance a number of different ideas and areas that we can develop for the final review conference, which will be coming up in November. I think, as you've seen, we had a walk through the various parts of your report this morning, and there was a broad agreement in terms of the particular paragraphs of that report. In terms of the draft summary report that you have attached, as you have made it very clear, this is under your responsibility. I would like to express the views of the Australian government that whilst this has not got all the dimensions that we perhaps might want reflected in the report, we find it does, in broad terms, capture the main points of discussion, the main ideas that have been discussed, and is a very credible and useful aid for not only those delegations here present, but also for those that haven't been able to attend these proceedings. In that regard, in essence, the views that we are expressing are a very commendable and useful report. And we have no objection to the proposed amendment from the distinguished ambassador for the Islamic Republic of Iran, because if it's expressing the views of delegations, we would also register that we see this as a balanced and useful summary report that you have provided. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.